is there any similarity between minimum requirements that Islam and Christianity places on a person to achieve salvation, to attain salvation? Minimum requirements. I'm Muhammad Farid Gul, I'm studying physiotherapy college. I'm a physiotherapy student.
We will ask the question that what is the minimum requirement in Islam and Christianity for a person to attain salvation? If you read the Quran gives the answer that for any human being to enter Jannah is given in Surah Al-Asr, chapter 103, verse number 1 to 3, which says, وَالْأَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. But by the token of time, man is well in a state of loss, except those who are saved, those who have righteous deeds, those who have brought people to truth, to dawah, those who have brought people to patience and perseverance. For any human being to enter Jannah, to enter paradise, minimum 4 requirements are there. Faith, righteous deeds, exhorting people to truth, and exhorting people to patience and perseverance. If any one of these 4 criteria is missing, under normal circumstances, that person will not go to Jannah. If Allah wants to forgive, that's a different question. Under normal circumstances, all 4 are required for a person to go to Jannah. There are minimum 4 requirements. And the sin which Allah will never forgive, I have mentioned in my talk, Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 48 and Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 116 is shirk. Regarding Christianity, what the church teaches, I first talk about the church, then talk about the Bible. What the church teaches is that if you believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, he died for a sin. If you died for a sin, if you believe that, then you attain salvation. If you believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, was sacrificed and he died on the cross for your sin, you attain salvation. You can even prove from the Bible that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he was not crucified. You can give a talk on that. And there are cassettes available, you can refer to my cassette. Talks on how to prove that Jesus, peace be upon him, was not crucified, not from the Quran, from the Bible. Quran says that we believe. Even the Bible, if you read it correctly, doesn't agree that Jesus, peace be upon him, was crucified. But the church teaches that if you agree Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he died for sin, you shall attain salvation. But if you read what Jesus, peace be upon him, said, he said exactly the opposite. If you read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 19, verse number 16 to 18, one of the person comes and asks Jesus, peace be upon him, that what good thing shall I do that I shall attain eternal life? Eternal life means going to paradise. One of the person asked Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, "Oh, good master, what shall I do that I shall attain eternal life?" So Jesus, peace be upon him, says that why thou callest me good? There's only one good, that is the Father in heaven. Why thou callest me good? There's only one good, Father in heaven. And if you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandment. He didn't say that if you want to eternal life, believe that I am God. He didn't say that if you want to have eternal life, you believe that I died on the cross for your sins. He said, if you want to have eternal life, obey the commandment, keep the commandment. That means, if you want to enter paradise according to the Bible, you have to keep the commandment, all that I said. Not to have pork, not to have alcohol, not to gamble, you should offer salah, you should do sujood, all the talk that I gave. So even if you mean a Christian, the person who follows the teaching of Christ, peace be upon him, that's mentioned, then we, alhamdulillah, though we are Muslims, we are more Christian than the Christian themselves. Because Jesus, peace be upon him, himself was a Muslim. Hope the answer is good.
Thank you.
I am Kairi Mr. Sayyid from Bangalore, homemaker. Jesus taught the message of love and peace, whereas Muhammad allowed his followers to fight for the cause of religion. Therefore, don't you think that there is a big difference between these two religions?
The sister has asked the question that Jesus peace be upon taught that we should love the people, etc., respect peace, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even taught that we are required we should fight. Except there isn't a difference between the religion. Sister, if you know, it's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5. It says that Jesus, peace be upon him, said, it has been said of the old times, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It was the law of Moses, peace be upon him, at that time. He brought a law. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If someone takes your eye, you can take the eye back. You have no time for justice. That was old time. Who has time? There was no court, etc. If you take my eye, I take your eye. And I find a tooth for a tooth. You take my tooth, I take away tooth. Direct. Shortcuts, everything. There's no time for him having a court of law, etc. But suppose a small boy, you know, he's playing with a catty, you know, and if he harms your eye. Today in this age, if by mistake someone hurts you, you do not go and take his eye. It was by mistake. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, another spiritual leader, another messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
because the people took the law literally. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, he got a remedy. It's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, that instead of the old time, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that whosoever slaps you on one cheek, offer him the other. Whosoever asks you for your coat, give him your cloak. Whosoever asks you to walk 1 mile, walk 3. If anyone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other. See, people took the law literally, they went to the other extreme. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, for a remedy, he went to the other extreme. That whosoever slaps you on one cheek, offer the other. It was good at that time. But I am asking, will any Christian follow that today? See, you will slap him once, okay, to show to the public, he may offer the other cheek. But I am asking you that if you go to any father, any priest, you shall give him a hard slap. Maybe in front of public, he may allow you once. Keep on slapping, he will never offer his cheek again. Because today is not that age that one who slaps you on right cheek offers the other. Now, by mistake someone slaps you, it's fine, you may forgive him. But if someone willfully slaps you, and you say, okay, that's the case of his other cheek, every morning I come to your doorstep and give you one slap. Maybe once or twice the father may agree with you, but he won't agree every day that you go on slapping and he offers the next cheek. He won't. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is another messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What, he brought the law that you should judge the situation. Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 171, لَا تَغْلُ فِي دِينُكُمْ. Do not commit excesses in your religion. It's the middle path. Islam is the middle way. So if suppose someone hurts you by mistake, you can forgive him. If someone willfully hits you and you can hit back, the Islamic law says if someone oppresses you and if you can fight back, even the person who is oppressed is at fault. If someone does something wrong on you and you can correct that person and you don't correct, even you are at fault. The person who is being oppressed, if he can fight back and teach the oppressor a lesson, and if he does not do that, even he is a sinner. Suppose, for example, if someone says something injustice, you can see a person is robbing, you can see a person is molesting a woman. Our beloved Prophet said, if you see any evil, stop it with your hand, that's the best. If you can't do it with your hand physically, stop it with your mouth. Tell him, don't do it. If you can't do that, at least curse in your heart. That's the lowest level of a believer. At least curse in your heart. So, Islam is a religion which is a middle path. Our Prophet Muhammad SAW taught us that if there are evil people who want to fight you, don't get scared, fight them back. If you don't fight them back, they will harass the poor people of this world. If Allah has given you a strength to fight back, if someone is doing injustice, it's compulsory you should fight the injustice. It's a requirement. So therefore, today's law is best to fight injustice so that peace will prevail. Because today, the society has become very bad. There's so much of crime, etc. If you follow the law of Jesus, peace be upon him today, that if a person slaps you on one cheek, offer the other, if you ask for your coat, give him your cloak, it will be difficult for you to live. The world is bad. So here, depending on the situation, the law of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which you got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the best. Analyze the situation and then give the judgment. Hope that answers the question.
And Reverend Solomon Alagodi from Karnataka Theological College. See, that today's topic was similarity between Christianity and Islam. But what I understood was the difference between Christianity and Islam. I think that was the main emphasis. That's what I understood when he spoke about difference between Jesus and Muhammad. That Jesus came only for the Jews and Muhammad came for the people of all the world. I don't think that is true. That is not the teaching of the Bible. And he said that Jesus is not God. And he took the preliminary statement from the Gospel that Jesus said that my Father is greater than I. But what about the statement made by Jesus that I am the way, the truth and the life. My Father and I are one. And those who have seen, you have seen the Father. See, there are statements and there is in the Bible clearly stated that Jesus is God. That is what we believe. And that is what the whole world believes.
You're most welcome, brother. You can ask as many questions as you want, it's my pleasure. The brother asked a question. First he said that the topic was similarity in Islam and Christianity, and I spoke more about differences and similarities. Brother, if you analyze, I was quoting the Bible, chapter number, verse number, I'm quoting from the Bible. What I did, that there are various similarities between Islam and Christianity. But I will emphasize on those similarities which are mentioned in the Bible and Quran which the Christians don't follow. I was not speaking about whether the followers of Christians, whether those people who claim to be Christians, whether they are following the Bible or not. In that case, it may be a difference between Muslims and Christians. The topic is of similarity between Muslims and Christians. The topic is similarity between Islam and Christianity. There is a world of difference between Christian and Christianity and a world of a difference between Muslim and Islam. So brother, just to remind you, the topic is not similarity between Muslims and Christians, similarity between Islam and Christianity. Christianity is based on the Bible. So I was talking about the similarities between Quran and the Bible, that Quran and Bible both say don't have so, but Christians have, Muslims don't have. Quran and Bible both say don't have idols, Muslims don't have, the Christians have. Islam and Bible say you should be circumcised, Muslims are circumcised, you aren't circumcised. So I was talking about the similarities between Bible and the Quran. Bible and the Quran saying that Jesus says that you should worship one God, but still you all believe in Trinity. Jesus says, don't worship me, yet you are worshiping, etc., etc., etc. So again, if you see the cassette, it's available, brother. I never spoke on a single difference, quoting that Bible says this, Quran is against that. No. I quoted a similar point. Similar point. Then I quoted the argument, giving examples of Christian missionaries who tried to prove their point that Deuteronomy 18:18 is a prophecy of Jesus, peace be upon him. In that argument, I quoted the differences between Moses and Jesus, peace be upon him. You understood, brother? But if you analyze, I was talking about the similarity between the Bible and Quran, which is the basis of Islam and Christianity. Now, coming to the question, the brother said that I made a statement, and I do agree with it, and I stick to it, that there is not a single unequivocal statement. And the complete Bible, where Jesus, peace be upon him, himself says, he's God, where he says, worship me. The brother made three statements that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but my Father. He that has seen me has seen my Father, and I and my Father are one. He made three statements without references. I give references of all three statements. The first two statements is from Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 6 and 9. You can check it up. The Bible is here. I'm speaking from the memory. It's from the Bible. You are a reverend, or you are a person in theological college. If I'm pulling a fast one, I've got the Bible. You know, people think that Zakir is just pulling verses, chapter number verses. The reference is there. The brother quoted a verse, I'm giving the reference. But brother, always you should check the context. You can't quote a verse out of context.
Yeah, but you have to take it out of the context.
I'll give you the context. You give the quotation, I'll give you the context, brother. From the memory, you can check it out if I'm telling a wrong thing. So context, go to verse number 1. Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 1 onwards to 10, you get the context. Jesus, peace be upon him, says, in my Father's house, there are various mansions. Many mansions are there. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And you know where I go. So Thomas says that we don't know where thou goest. We don't know the way where thou goest. So he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to my Father but that me. And I agree with that statement. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was the way, the life, and the truth. No man came unto God Almighty, but by Jesus, peace be upon him, during his time. Every messenger during his time was the way and the truth to Almighty God. At the time of Moses, Moses, peace be upon him, was the way, the truth, and the life. No man came unto God Almighty, but to Moses, peace be upon him. At the time of Jesus, peace be upon him, he was the way, the truth, and the life. At the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was the way, the truth, and the life. So every prophet at his time, he was the way, the truth. And I agree with that statement. It meant that if you follow me, you are following Almighty God. He was the way. Again, if you see, it goes further. It says that, but you have not seen God. So then Jesus, peace be upon him, says that he that has seen me has seen the God. Means he that has seen me, if you follow my commandments, you are following the commandments of Almighty God. He that has seen me has seen God. If you see the context, the first statement gives the context. That in my Father's house are many mansions. He doesn't say in my house there are many mansions. Giving the context, he's talking about Almighty God. It clearly mentions, if you read the context, you'll come to know that in context he was referring that if you follow me, I am the way, the truth. If you follow my teachings, you are following teachings of Almighty God. Similarly, all the teachings of prophets, whatever you follow, if you follow their teachings, you're indirectly following the teachings of God, which has got no objection in accepting this statement. Then the third statement which the brother made is, I and my Father are one. It's a statement from Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 30. Brother, you can check it up. It's Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 30, I and my Father are one. Now again, I will give you the context. After context, you tell me that yet do you believe that Jesus is the opponent is Almighty God or not. If you read the context, for context, go to verse number 23. Gospel of John chapter number 10 verse 23. Though it says that Jesus entered the temple in Solomon's porch. Jesus entered the temple in Solomon's porch. Verse number 24 says that all the Jews surrounded him. And they said, how long does thou make us doubt? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly. I'm quoting verbatim from King James Version of the Bible. Verse number 25 says, I told you, but you believe not. The work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. The work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Verse number 25. Verse number 26, I told you, but you believe not, because ye are not my sheep. Verse number 27 says, that my sheep, they hear me. I know them, and they follow me. Verse number 28, that I give them eternal life, they shall not perish. No man can pluck them out of my hand. Verse number 29, my Father will give it to me, is greater than all. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 28 says, no man can pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29 says, no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 30 says, I and my Father are one. So if you read the context, verse 28 says, no one can pluck them out of my hand. The followers of Jesus, peace be upon him, no one can take them away from Jesus, peace be upon him. Verse number 29 says, no one can cut them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 30 says, I and my Father are one. In context, you come to know, in purpose, Jesus and Almighty God, they were one. My Father is a medical doctor, actually, and even I am a medical doctor. If I say, I and my Father are one, does it mean that we are one person? No. When I say, I and my Father are one, it means my Father is a doctor, I am a doctor. In profession, we are medical doctors. It doesn't mean one as a person. In purpose, it's very clear. But still, if you say that, oh, this one means one as a person, I say, okay. If you read further in the Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 21, it says, that my Father is thou in me, and I in thee. He tells the 12 disciples, the same one is you. We all are one. If you read further, Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 21, it says, my Father art in me, and I art in you. In the disciples, he says, and the same, we all are one. If you say one in purpose, you have to believe in 14 gods. Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and 12 disciples. And if you go to the original manuscript, brother, who has used one out here, is the same. The one that is used in Gospel of John chapter 10, verse number 30, which Jagger quoted, I and my Father are one, is the same used in Gospel of John chapter number 17, verse number 21. Same one. My Father is in me, I in you, we all are one. Verse 23 says, that I am in you. We are one. Again, same one. Same word. In context means, Almighty God and Jesus Christ and the apostles, they taught the same truth, the same message. In giving the message, they were one. But if you say, no, they're actually one, then you should change Trinity into another concept, meaning 14 gods. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the 12 disciples. So you read the context to get. But even if you don't agree with the context, if you don't agree that in context you doesn't mean one in purpose, then you also have to agree that the 12 disciples were also God. Then further you read, verse number 31. First of John chapter 10 verse 31, after Jesus says, I am my Father are one, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. You know, they knew. The Jews want to kill him because good riddance. Ah, see, the Christians say he claimed divinity because for redemption. Christians said he claimed divinity for redemption. Jews said he claimed divinity for good riddance. And okay, good, we want to kill him, so we want an excuse to kill him. What's number 3 to give the answer? Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, many of good works have I shown you for my Father. Which of the good works do you stone me for? Verse 32. Okay, check it up. Verse 32. Which of the good works do you stone me for? Then verse number 33 says, Jews answered, we don't stone you for good works. We stone you because you being a man, you blaspheme it. You claim divinity. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, verse number 34-35 says, or Gospel of John chapter number 10, says, that is it not mentioned in your scripture that ye are God? And to a person who the word of God has come, if you call that person God, the scripture is not broken. To a person to whom the word of God has come, if you call him God, the scripture is not broken. And if you have cross-reference of Psalms, chapter 82, verse number 6, it says, there that ye are God. So if you read the context better, Jesus feels upon him never claimed divinity. What he said in purpose, Almighty God and himself in giving the message over the same. Hope that answers the question. Yes, brother, if you have any points to give forth, you can give them.
No, I think you are reading the Bible according to your convenience. Because,
okay,
somebody,
if I'm wrong,
most of them correct. Somebody asked about that question of salvation.
and you gave that instant that
brother will come to that first. Yeah. Let's talk about divinity. We come to salvation after, and here I will not go away.
Because
first,
that was related to that.
Yes, we come to that also, brother. We come to Matthew chapter 19 afterwards. First, do you agree that Jesus, peace be upon him, did not claim divinity? If you say he claimed divinity, you have to believe in 14 gods. You say, I understand Bible wrong, I am open for correction. And human beings can make mistake, I can make a mistake. Where is the Bible? You tell me, Dr. Zaki, nice. You understand Bible wrong. It's not like that, it's like that, I'm open for correction. But only by saying I'm wrong, laying an allegation, Islam believes it should always be given this proof. I told you wrong, giving proof, quoting chapter number, verse number, giving the context. You have to prove me wrong, whether context was wrong because of X, Y, Z, reason. Where's the Bible, brother? You can read from the Bible and prove me wrong. I'm ready, I'm open for correction. Don't just say me, oh, you're getting it wrong. See, when we say a person is wrong, if I say 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, you are wrong. I have to give reason why it is wrong. So, brother, I have given you my context. If you think my understanding of the Bible is wrong, you as being a theologian, you are a theologian, I agree. I'm not a theologian, I'm a student of theology only. You being a theologian, you have to tell me, brother Zakir, your context is wrong, it's not this, it's that. Show me, I'm giving you cross references. Then you come to the next part of salvation, brother. So, do you have any argument for Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse number 30?
No.
Okay, fine. You go to the next one.
I don't agree with your interpretation.
No, what you don't agree?
I don't agree with your interpretation. Yeah.
Oh, we have got no reason for not agreeing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Next question, brother.
The next question was that person
into the mic, brother.
That person who went to Jesus and asked about eternal life, Jesus said, "You keep the commandments." Did not?
Yes.
That very spot. But that story did not stop there.
So that continues on.
And immediately that man said, I have been keeping the law, I have been keeping the commandments all this my life.
Yes,
and Jesus said, then you sell all that you have and then you come and follow me. What does that mean? If you want to have eternal life, you sell all that you have and you follow me.
That's right, I agree with that.
That is where it ends, sir. But you stop halfway to prove your point. That's not right, sir.
The brother has given the context and I know the context also. I'll give you my verse number. Matthew chapter number 19 verse number 16 which I quoted says, a man comes to Jesus, peace be upon him, says that, O good master, what good thing shall I do that I shall receive eternal life? Next verse number 17, Jesus says that, why thou callest me good? For there is only one good, that is the Father in heaven. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments. I stopped there. It was sufficient. Not that if you read the context, the meaning changes. The meaning doesn't change, the meaning remains the same. If the meaning remains the same, the context did not be, I'll tell you, the context did not be given. Verse number 18, 19, 20 read, that the man said, I have kept the commandment. So now he wants to maybe, after Jannah, how you have benefited those. So he said, now what to do? I'll do more of that. I have kept the commandment. So Jesus said, that sell your clothes, sell your belongings, sell your wealth. It's mentioned in the Bible. Sell your wealth, everything.
You lack one thing there. And that one thing is that you must give all that you have. Give the poor, and then you follow me.
I'm quoting from the Bible. It says, you give up your belongings and wealth and follow me. So then he thought it would be too difficult for him. Follow me in one word. Even prophets say, follow me. Quran says, Rasulullah, Asir Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. Does it mean that Prophet Muhammad is claiming divinity? No. Every person should follow his messenger. That doesn't mean he claims divinity. Moses said, follow me. Prophet Muhammad said, follow me. Peace be upon them all. Allah says, follow the prophet. Asullah, Asul Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. Every place in the glorious Quran. So if you are following the prophet, that doesn't mean it's claiming divinity. It means you have to follow the messages he got from Almighty God. He didn't say, worship me. He said, follow me. He didn't say, believe that I was still there on the cross. He said, follow me. He followed the commandment. Same. Obey the commandments and follow me is one and the same. There's no difference. So if read the context, you'll come to know that Jesus, peace be upon him, said, you follow me, what teaching I have been from Almighty God, and you shall enter paradise. It is not that you have to believe me, I am God, and you'll enter paradise. Hope that answers the question.